Ναι, θα σε καθίσω. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، رب زدني علما، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما ينفعنا، آمين يا رب العالمين. My dear respected brothers and elders, and muhtaram bhaiyo dosto buzurgo, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered through His favor many blessings upon us, and we need to keep this in mind ke insaan jo hai har lamha har ghadi ke andar Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is totally muhtaj of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, totally in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insan, human being, is never ever independent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, there is no creation on the surface of the earth, in the heavens, in the earth, underneath the earth. Underneath the earth, Allah ta'ala describes this in the Quran. ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى. That one is Asman, and then one is Zameen. We know Asman, Zameen, and we know that there are seven heavens, and we know there are seven earths, and then underneath that there's something else known as تحت الثرى. ثرى, the Arabic word, means soft clay or wet earth. Wet earth. So Allah Ta'ala mentions there are creations in the heavens, and those creations you have no understanding of, no access to. Some you know of, many you do not know of. Similarly, there are creations upon the earth. Some we are aware of, and some we have no idea about. And similarly, underneath the earth, there's another existence, which another creation or many types of creation that exist, known as ما تحت الثرى. Those creations which are underneath the wet earth. Now, ulama say, what does that mean? So obviously we know scientifically that majority of this world is water. The greatest percentage of this world is water. So ulama say, underneath that water, there's another creation. Only Allah Ta'ala knows what it looks like. Allah Ta'ala knows what it is. That's why, it's a bit technical, that's why in India there was this huge debate, because there's a hadith which is mentioned. Some ulama have totally rejected it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created 70 heavens, 70 earths, and in each of those earths there are those who are on the maqam of each of the anbiya alayhimus salam. That there are, basically the point is, there are so many existences, so many creations, so many things around us which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. We only know very little. That's why we have to be very careful to deny things. I don't believe this, I don't believe that. Our entire iman is built on things that we don't see. And that's why our iman is so precious. So if someone says, oh, something about this, I've heard something about this or the other, something spiritual, something or the other, don't deny things. If you don't have knowledge about something, say, I don't have knowledge. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, this is a lesson that the Quran teaches us. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ. Never think that I know. Always ask people of knowledge. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam thought he had the most knowledge, which he did. He was the Nabi of the time. But then Allah Ta'ala said, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Anyone who thinks they are knowledgeable, there is always someone who is more knowledgeable than them. Always. Allah's usul. Even if you have the most knowledge in your own opinion, somebody more knowledgeable than you exists. So Allah Ta'ala introduced Musa to Sayyidina Khidr. The things Khidr was doing, Musa alayhi salam was confused. He's thinking, what is going on here? He's killing someone. The ship, which is absolutely fine, sound, people are traveling on it. Musa alayhi salam is the Nabi of Allah. He has so much compassion in his heart. People are traveling upon the ship. Khidr goes and he makes a big hole in the ship. And water comes in and it's the ship's going to sink. Musa alayhi salam says, oh Khidr, what are you doing? Khidr says, oh Musa, you said you're not going to ask me any questions. You can't ask. Musa alayhi salam said, okay, okay, no more questions. If I ask you any more questions? He said, no more questions. And then Sayyidina Khidr walks past this boy and he kills him. He says, oh Khidr, what are you doing? You just did murder. Musa alayhi, Khidr said, you said no more questions. Musa alayhi salam said, if I ask any more questions, then you can separate from me. He walked past this city, and in the city there's a group of people, and it's a night time, it's cold, and they need shelter. The people of the city say, we're not going to give you any shelter, sorry. We don't want to keep you. So they're walking around on the streets. All of a sudden, Khidr sees this wall about to fall down. Sayyidina Khidr goes, alayhi salam, and he repairs the wall. Musa alayhi salam says, Khidr, makes no sense. These people are not giving us any shelter. Why are we doing their free labor? Muft mein kyun kaam kar rahe? Their wall is falling down. What's that to do with us? These people are not our benefactors. They're not our khair khah. Yet Sayyidina Khidr said, Musa, you said this was the last question. So I'm sorry, after this I can't keep your company anymore. And then he explained the three reasons. And all of those reasons Musa alayhi salam was unaware of. So it shows the Nabi of Allah, not just a Nabi of Allah, not just any ordinary Nabi of Allah, but Kaleemullah, the one who used to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One would expect that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam ke paas jitni ilm kisi insan ke paas ho sakta hai, Musa alayhi salam ke paas hi hoga. Allah Ta'ala ke aam, matlab Allah Ta'ala ke samne har waqt guftagu unki ho rahi hai. Allah Ta'ala se wo irshad farma rahe ke, oh Allah, show me yourself. Allah Ta'ala says, oh Musa, you will not be able to see me. Musa alayhi salam says, oh Allah, I need to see you. He says, oh Musa, you won't be able to see me. Oh Allah, I need to see you. So okay, fanzur ila al-jabal, look at this mountain. And just look at the mountain, and I will cast a tiny glimpse of my nur onto that mountain. So Allah Ta'ala casts a tiny glimpse of Allah's nur onto the mountain. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّى رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ جَعَلَهُ دَكَّى خَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cast a tiny glimmer, you can say, of himself, his being, his essence, his zaat, onto the mountain rent asunder, it is shattered into pieces. And Musa alayhi salam fell down unconscious. He couldn't even see that. He couldn't even see the tiny glimpse of Allah. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala mentions, لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار. In the dunya, no eyes can behold Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in the akhirah, there will be didar. In the akhirah, in the hereafter, there will be the vision. Allah Ta'ala will allow the vision. And subhanAllah, this vision is something that the lovers of Allah would cry when they remember this vision. That this is the greatest ni'mah of Jannah. That the beloved of Allah will get the opportunity to see Allah. Sheikh Salim Durat, hafidhahullah, I read once in one of his booklets, he mentions that the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their greatest desire is to see Allah. They've got nothing more greater. Because it's like if somebody loves someone, agar koi shakhs kisi se muhabbat rakhta hai, to uski, aur usne kabhi isko unko dekha nahi, to uski sabse bada tamanna, badi tamanna ye hoti hai ki, aur arzu hoti hai, ke main is shakhs, meri jo mahboob hai, ya mahbooba hai, unko main ek dafa dekh lu. I've been communicating, I've never seen them, but I love them so much. The greatest desire is just so I can visit. Even if it's a 1 minute visit, just so I can see your face, it'll make me feel better. And the lovers of Allah do not love anything else or anybody else like they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So their greatest desire is to see Allah. That's why Shaykh Salim Durat mentions that the only barrier for them is death. That's why they love death, they're ready for death. I was reading a hadith of Sayyidina سيدنا خباب رضي الله عنه. سيدنا خباب بن الأرط رضي الله عنه. إمام ترمذي رحمة الله عليه mentioned this hadith. The سيدنا خباب بن الأرط رضي الله تعالى عنه, the famous صحابي. شروع زمانے میں جب رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو مشرکین مکہ نے بہت قسم کے بہت طرح طرح کے اذیتیں اور تکلیفیں پہنچائی تھی, اس وقت بہت جو کمزور صحابہ ہوتے تھے ان کو بھی بہت سارے تکلیفیں پہنچائی جاتی تھی. ان میں سے ایک تھے سیدنا خباب رضی اللہ عنہ. He was given so much hardship, so much pain, so much grief to the extent that a fire would be lit under his back, and then his back would be placed on the fire, and then he mentions that the fat of his back would melt and he would extinguish the fire. That's why once Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, "Oh Khabbab, show me your back." Sayyidina Khabbab lifted his upper garment and there was no meat, the bones could be seen. And Sayyidina Umar would cry. He said, "Look, this is what people had to sacrifice for the sake of Allah's deen." Once Sayyidina Khabbab radiallahu anhu, many years later after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he fell ill. So Sahaba, some of the Tabi'un of the time, they visited him and they saw that he had such an illness that he had to be cauterized 7 times. Nowadays they don't do cauterization. In the early days they used to. When they get fire and they put it on the cut to seal the cut. Or they brand it. So he was branded on his body 7 times. So he was in so much pain. And the reason I mentioned the hadith, Sayyidina Khabbab radiallahu anhu said, "I mean, this pain has gone on for too long. I would have asked Allah to give me death." Because the Sahaba, they just wanted to go. This is the point I was mentioning. I would have asked Allah to give me death had it not been for the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Do not ask for death." This is not something that you ask for. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dua that we should make, even if a person feels that life is too hard for me and the problems of my life are not finishing and I'm in such a situation where I don't see the purpose of this life anymore. Do the dua. When people came to Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu and they were complaining about Hajjaj bin Yusuf, the Hajjaj's tyranny is too much. He's killing all the Sahaba and he's doing all kinds of things. He'd come late to the Salah and you can't object to anything that he does. Because in those times the governors would lead the Salah as well. They would be the Imams as well. So you couldn't object to anything that he did. So they came to Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu complaining. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that we're not allowed to ask death from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that when we go through difficulties and hardships, then we should say, "Allahumma ahyini idha kanatil hayatu khayran li, wa tawaffani idha kanatil wafatu khayran li." Oh Allah, give me life if life is going to be better for me. And give me death if death is going to be better for me. So you're not directly asking for death. Because what do you know? This calamity could be a source of goodness for you. You don't know. Maybe death is, it's not the time for you to go. Maybe there's a lot of benefit in terms of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you can acquire still while you're alive. So do this dua. Oh Allah, give me death if death is better for me, and keep me living if life is better for me, because I have no idea which one is better. Leave it in your hands. But this is a dua that we should do. Sayyidina Khabbab radiallahu anhu, the point is mentioning, he says that had it not been for the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade us from asking for death, I would have asked for death. Because death meant nothing to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. So I'm unsure where I went from, but this is the reality of everything. That a person, the beloved, those who are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they just want to go death, meet Allah ta'ala. And they know death is going to bring hardships. Sakarat of maut. So difficult. And then after death, grave. Such a difficult phase. Allah ta'ala protect us. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu would stand near the grave and he would weep. And his beard would become wet from weeping. People would say, "Oh Uthman, oh Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Jahannam is mentioned and the punishments of the Akhirah are mentioned, yet you do not cry so much. When you stand near the grave, you cry excessively, more than we ever see you crying." Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu said that إِنَّ الْقَبْرَ أَوَّلُ مَنْزِلٍ مِنْ مَنَازِلِ الْآخِرَةِ, that the grave is the first stage of the stages of the hereafter. Whoever is successful here is going to pass everything else. And whoever fails here will fail everything else. And the punishment of the grave is very, very easy to fall into, my dear brothers. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once passing by two graves. And he said, "Innahuma layu'adhaban." Both of these people, یہ جو قبر کے جو دو باشندے ہیں دونوں پر اللہ تعالیٰ کی عذاب برس رہی ہے. Both of them are being punished. وَمَا يُعَذَّبَانِ فِي كَبِيرٍ. And then Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is saying, they're being punished because of something that you people don't make a big deal of. You don't think it's a big thing. آپ لوگ اس کو بہت بڑی چیز نہیں سمجھتے ہیں, لیکن اس کی وجہ سے ان دونوں پر اللہ تعالیٰ کی عذاب نازل ہو رہی ہے. What are the two things? أَمَّا هَذَا. Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, as for this first person, he did not abstain from droplets of urine. لَا يَتَنَزَّهُ مِنَ الْبَوْلِ. He did not abstain from drops of urine. پیشاب کے قطروں سے اپنے آپ کو حفاظت نہیں کرتا. It's very important. The etiquettes of istinja, making sure that when we go to the bathroom, when you go to the toilet, all the droplets of urine are released. Don't allow them to go on your body. Don't allow them to go on your clothes. Take your time doing istinja. We always teach the children this as well, but the adults don't know. جی ایک منٹ کے اندر پیشاب ہو گئی, سب کچھ مکمل, finished and out. The droplets of urine, قطرے نکل رہے ہیں مسلسل. So keep something there, a tissue, piece of tissue or something there, so that all of the drops, and walk around for a few minutes. Let all the drops of urine be absorbed into the tissue paper, then throw the tissue paper away, wash your private parts, and now inshallah nothing else will come out. And everybody's body is different. Some people, it doesn't take long for all of the drops to leave their system. For some people, it takes a longer period of time. So you know your body. But this is very important. کہ پیشاب کے قطروں سے ہم اپنے آپ کو حفاظت کریں. اگر اس سے جب استنجا کے لیے ہم جاتے ہیں تو استنجا دوران کا وقت جو ہے اس میں تھوڑی اضافہ ہو جاتی ہے, کوئی مسئلہ نہیں, 5-10-15 منٹ خرچ کر لو, لیکن کوشش ہر انسان یہ کوشش ان کو کوشش یہ کرنی چاہیے کہ ایک بھی قطرہ جو ہے اپنے کپڑوں پہ نہ لگے, اپنے بدن پر نہ لگے. اٹس ویری امپورٹنٹ. اینڈ دین رسولullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, the second person کان یمشی بن نمیمہ. چغل خری کرتا تھا, چغل خوری. What did he used to do? He used to go to one person, he used to get some information, and he goes to somebody else. Have you heard? This is what's going on there. He gets some more information. Basically, he's best friend with everybody. And what does he do? یہاں سے کچھ معلومات حاصل کرتا ہے, وہاں جا کے پہنچاتا ہے. وہاں سے کچھ معلومات حاصل کرتا ہے, یہاں جا ادھر آ کے پہنچاتا ہے. And he enjoys this. And everybody thinks he's their best friend, whereas all he is doing, there's a more crude term for it in English, which I'm not going to use in the minbar, but this is all he's doing. He's going around, taking information from here, giving it there, passing information from here, giving it there. Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم saying, this is why he's being punished. People do these, abstaining from drops of urine. You know, unfortunately, people are not careful about this. So the point is that the punishment of the grave is very easy to fall into. So, the point I was making, my dear respected brothers and elders, I started off, I mentioned that we need to be very careful, and we need to utilize, we need to learn about our deen, we need to understand our deen, we need to ask about our deen from the reliable scholars, those that we trust, go to them. Every single thing ask, every single thing ask, and respect the scholars, respect them. Don't think I don't need to ask this scholar, all these scholars are the same, yes, I'm Molviak, they're all the same. So I'd rather go on Google, internet, YouTube, listen to someone I've never seen, never heard of, don't even know his name, but because he sounds very attractive, he's smiling a lot, so I listen to him. Don't make this foolish mistake. Rather go to scholars, find scholars, benefit from them, find those who you feel comfortable with, approach them, benefit from them, learn about our religion, and let's all practice our religion to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the tawfiq and the ability to practice upon these few words. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallah bihamdi, shudu allah ilaha illa anta.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
پچھلے جمعے کو جو کلیکشن ہوئی تھی 1,264 pounds 11 pence, اللہ تعالیٰ تمام ساتھیوں کی ڈونیشنز کو قبول فرمائے. اسی طرح حاجی مہدی خان مرحوم کے لیے بھی دعا کی درخواست کی گئی ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرمائے, تمام مردگان مسلمین کو اللہ تعالیٰ مغفرت فرمائے. اور اسی طرح حاجی نور الہی صاحب نے 20 pounds مسجد کو دے کے تمام بیماروں کے لیے بھی دعا کی اور مرحومین کے لیے دعا کی درخواست فرمائی ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی دعاؤں کو قبول فرمائے. اللہ تعالیٰ پورے عالم کے جتنے مسلمان مرحومین ہیں ہر ایک کو اللہ تعالیٰ غریق رحمت فرمائے, ہر ایک کے گناہوں کو معاف فرمائے, ہر ایک کو جنت کے اونچے درجات نصیب فرمائے. آمین. Recently we've been thinking, just a very quick announcement before we start the salah. Recently we've been thinking, yesterday we had a discussion as well about new Muslims and some class or course for new Muslims. So obviously this is something that we don't want to just start a service and nobody attends it. So if anybody knows any new Muslims who are interested in Islam or becoming Muslim, then please do speak to us, and inshallah we're planning to start a class. And if there's sisters, then we can have sisters inshallah teaching it, so we can have this kind of framework of a course which can be delivered just to new Muslims. Because we have courses upstairs, alhamdulillah, which have been running for the last 4 or 5 years, but they're obviously catered to people who already have the foundational knowledge of deen. So for someone who is embracing Islam and in the early stages of Islam and needs to know the basic requirements and requisites of the knowledge of Islam, knowledge of deen, then please, if you know anyone like that, please do get in touch with us, and then inshallah we can contact them, and hopefully, and we can offer this service free to them as well inshallah. We're looking into it, but obviously we need the demand as well to be able to provide such a service. So there are one or two, there's always one or two sisters or one or two brothers who turn up, but it's hard to have a set course for just one or two people. So if there's a group, then it becomes more easier to facilitate that. So please inshallah do approach us if you do know anyone like this. Jazakallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله، الحمد لله حمد الشاكرين، ونؤمن به إيمان الموقنين، ونقر بوحدانيته إقرار الصادقين، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله رب العالمين، ومكلف الجن والإنس والملائكة المقربين أن يعبدوه عبادة المخلصين، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله سيد المرسلين، وصلى الله عليه وعلى جميع النبيين وعلى آله الطيبين وأصحابه الطاهرين. أما بعد، فقد انكشف لأرباب القلوب ببصيرة الإيمان وأنوار القرآن أن لا وصول إلى السعادة إلا بالعلم والعبادة، فالناس كلهم هلكاء إلا العالمون، والعالمون كلهم هلكاء إلا العاملون، والعاملون كلهم هلكاء إلا المخلصون، والمخلصون على خطر عظيم، فالعمل بغير نية عناء، والنية بغير إخلاص رياء، وهو للنفاق كفاء ومع العصيان سواء، والإخلاص من غير صدق وتحقيق هباء. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: في كل عمل كان بإرادة غير الله مشوبا مغمورا، وقدمنا إلى ما عملوا من عمل فجعلناه هباء منثورا. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: ألا لله الدين الخالص. وقال تعالى: إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله أولئك هم الصادقون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لمعاذ: أخلص دينك يكفيك العمل القليل. ونادى رجل: يا رسول الله، ما الإيمان؟ قال: الإخلاص. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إنما الأعمال بالنيات، وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: قل إني أمرت أن أعبد الله مخلصا له الدين. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، استغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب، وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل. ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا، وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح. الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم وفق ولاة المسلمين لما تحب وترضى. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، ودعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Please straighten the rows for salah. Safi durus firman lijiyega. Please ensure all gaps are filled. Is there any gaps in front of brothers? Please move forward and fill in the gaps. The sides of the masjid, there's some spaces in the side of the masjid. Inshallah, you can go that way and fill the gaps up. Brothers, please make sure your phones are on silent as well. Your phones are either turned off or on silent. Guzarish ka mobile phone bhi band kar lijiyega.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما والذين يقولون ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ومن تاب وعمل صالحا فإنه يتوب إلى الله متابا
والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما والذين إذا ذكروا بآيات ربهم لم يخروا عليها صما وعميانا والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما أولئك يجزون الغرفة بما صبروا ويلقون فيها تحية وسلاما خالدين فيها حسنت مستقرا ومقاما قل ما يعبأ بكم ربي لولا دعاؤكم فقد كذبتم فسوف يكون لزاما. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضاه واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ومن عذاب النار ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا وأكرمنا ولا تهنا وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا وارضنا وارض عنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا واستر لنا عيوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. اللهم واقية كواقية الوليد. اللهم واقية كواقية الوليد. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.